let's play. Come on this Jazzy Django day, let's play. Oh yeah, rain or shine, we'll have some fun. Let's play. Come on this razzle dazzle day. Ya ba ba do da da room ba beedle yo wo 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 wo.
Support comes from GCI. Since 1979, GCI has invested in the future of Alaska and is committed to keeping the First Frontier connected so education and healthcare networks are strong and all Alaskans thrive. Details at gci.com/business.
Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Boston Christopher. Project Playground at Twin Lakes has an incredible background in history. After being built in 2007 through community effort, the playground was set ablaze in a ruthless arson attack by two young teenagers in 2017. It was close to the playground's 10th anniversary at that time, and it was a shock and a deep hurt to many in the community, especially the children who saw their beloved playground burnt to the ground. But the community came together to not only raise the money to rebuild, but pitched in to do the hard labor. And now the Alaska Children's Trust, along with the City and Borough of Juneau, will be dedicating a commemorative plaque at the playground to honor longtime community pediatrician Dr. George Brown, who passed away in 2016. Joining me to discuss this honor is my good friend and, of course, Dr. Brown's son, Benjamin Brown, and maybe Dr. Amy Dressel will show up here in a little bit. She might be running a little late. But welcome to you, Ben Gunath-Cheesh, for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Boston. It is great to be back here in the studio for a Juno Afternoon. I think I see Dr. Amy heading in the door as we speak.
Yeah, come on in. Have a seat right over there, Dr. Amy Dressel. Thank you so much.
And
Gunath-Cheesh for being here.
Dr. Amy is channeling my late father and taking care of kids and running from one place to the other, making the world a better place. So nothing could be more appropriate, but you're here at the right moment.
Oh, yeah, that was my goal, to be like George no matter what. So.
Right.
Well, he was always a little bit late, but when he got there, he made up for it. So.
Well, and I appreciate you both being here. This is my first time hosting Juno Afternoon. I know, Ben, you hosted the program for many years in the past, so appreciate you being here.
Mazel, Boston.
So, Ben, can you fill us in on the gaps on Project Playground that I may have missed? Like, what's the history and why is Project Playground so important to the community?
Well, Amy actually probably knows more about Project Playground than I do. As youthful as I am, I'm a little too old to have ever played there. But I've certainly seen lots and lots of young people, friends of mine's kids, and patients of my late dad's and patients of Amy's. But Amy, you know, you've been working with the Parks Foundation, so maybe you could give listeners a little bit of that, the actual background, so I'm not making things up.
Right. So there was a committee that decided, oh, there's a nice piece of land right there. We should make a playground. I'm blanking on right now the original year that they first built it. But they got together, got the funds, then basically put out to the public and said, hey, we want to build this. And I think the first build was like 3 weekends in a month that they put out together, and everybody volunteered their time and came together and built a beautiful playground that was well-loved. Well attended, you know, and it was a great project. And then unfortunately, after so many years, a couple of kids, not maliciously, but just were messing around and ended up burning the original playground to the ground because
it was
made out of plastic and had the tire pieces that were very flammable and stuff. And instead of mourning it, letting it go, people were like, we need to redo this. And when they were talking about redoing it, one of the things, particularly Dr. Brown, and I had talked a lot about, was like making it accessible to all children. The old playground was nice, but you couldn't put like a wheelchair or stroller through it because of the way that the rubber was. So
gotcha.
We talked about making it more accessible to everybody and adding things that would make it much more fun for everybody, any kid that could go.
Gotcha.
So then because the insurance paid for what the original was, then we had to fundraise above that to be able to kind of have that new improvements and do things better. So,
gotcha.
And that's when things came in, like the Alaska Children's Trust said, you know, yes, we would love to give money for this, but we'd want it in honor of Dr. Brown, who really wanted to make sure everybody would be able to play in it. So that's kind of what happened. And then we did another whole project, you know, as far as went out and got all the donations and then rebuilt it again. I think it was 2 weekends then. So.
Yeah, that's great. And so, Amy, now can you help us set the scene about Dr. Brown himself, working with him? You had a practice with him, and a bit about his commitment to the youth here in Juneau.
Yeah, he was definitely committed to the youth in anywhere. I mean, I've never met somebody who was more compassionate about children and their rights, as well as women and their rights. He was a very advocate for any of the outspoken people around. You know, he was always looking out for them. He was a great person to work with. He had a heart of gold. It would go his extra mile for people, would do home visits all the time. Would just kind of give basically the shirt off his back for anybody who was in need. I always told people that when I grew up, that's what I was going to become, was Dr. Brown. You know, I said when I grew up, I hope to be just like him. And he was a wonderful soul to work with, you know, compassionate to a fault, very giving, very kind, but loved to educate people too as well.
Yeah.
And would go out of his way to make sure people understood things that were going on, and kept telling me that I needed to get more politically involved. And I was like, I hate politics, George. And he was like, yeah, well, one of the, you know, that's
right,
what runs the world.
Your community is important. Yeah. So it's great to have heroes and somebody to look up to and somebody to be able to aspire to be like. And I think that's really great. Now, Ben, can you tell us about this lovely honor that is being bestowed upon your father?
Well, I think part of the genesis of it came when the Alaska Children's Trust recognized him posthumously as a children's champion.
And that was in 2018, right? A couple years after he passed?
He died in 2016,
yeah.
And there wasn't time to do it in 2017. So it was actually in the spring of the late winter of 2018 that the ceremony was held at the governor's house. Governor Walker presented us as a family with the honor posthumously, like I said.
Yeah.
But my dad, back in the 90s and even in the 80s when Jay Curtula was in the Senate, had worked to get the original enabling legislation for the Children's Trust through the legislature. And that was a lot of work. And this was before Children's Trusts were as common a thing as they are now. They exist in many states now, and other trusts for public purposes do as well. So he was kind of ahead of his time in advocating for that. The irony is that when he was successful in helping get Senator Curtula and others, Senator Josephson, Representative Andy Josephson's dad, to get that legislation through, it didn't come with any funding. So the trust was created in statute, but then there was no funding to endow it. So there were no trust proceeds to help do good things for children in Alaska. And I won't go into all the details now, but there were some structural problems with the way the original trust was set up statutorily. Diane Kaplan at the Rasmussen Foundation was very instrumental in getting legislation passed that cleaned up those problems and streamlined the way the Children's Trust works, and then also getting money to go into endow it. So now what we have today is a high-functioning Children's Trust. Trevor Storrs, the executive director, is coming down and will be speaking at the dedication on Saturday. So looking forward to seeing Trevor and hearing what he has to say about how far the trust has come to meet the mission that my father was very interested in having it meet when he was advocating for it, you know, so all those many, many years ago.
Yeah. So the ceremony is happening this weekend. What will it entail and how can people participate?
It's pretty simple. About 1 o'clock, and I say about because, you know, this is in honor of my dad, so we may start 5 or 10 minutes late. But we'll all be there at noon getting set up, and it's going to just be a chance for people who knew my dad, like Dr. Amy, like Trevor, like me, to talk a little bit about his life and his work. His twin brother, my Uncle John, is coming up from Texas.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Yeah, he was here for the celebration of life for my dad in 2017, in January 2017. And so I'm really glad that he's able to come back. He's also glad because it's a lot nicer here now than it is in Texas this time of year. But so he's going to speak a little bit. But I think it'll just be a chance for people to, you know, both in sort of a formal listening to people speak, reflect on what my dad's work meant to the community and continues to mean to the community. And then we're going to have this lovely sign that we spent a lot of time as a family kind of giving our constructive comments to CBJ Parks and Rec to get to the final product. The illustration on the sign of the choo-choo train with the children playing on it was actually drawn by my Uncle John.
Oh.
And so it's going to go on the
actual train.
It's going to go on the train, right? Yep. That's what I heard. Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, the train right now, it was made in honor. Dr. Brown loved Winnie the Pooh. He told me that was one of his favorite characters. And so the train was painted with Winnie the Pooh in his honor. And the train currently, until probably today, it has his initials on it. It was the GWB, you know, 37.
Oh, nice.
So it was like that was – but until we actually had a sign made, that's what was there, a placeholder kind of thing for it. So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
And there's some neat quotes from some of the characters, Winnie the Pooh's friends, around on the train. And I think it really is it's a very tranquil and special place. I was just out there with Nick, with my spouse, the other day, just kind of scoping things out to see where everything might go. And I always forget how big it is, you know, especially if you were a kid. There's a lot of spaces to play there. So I think it's a really magical and neat place. I think it's wonderful that the children of Juneau have the opportunity to go and recreate and enjoy themselves there. But it's like a little oasis in a park, which is like an oasis. So it's an oasis within an oasis. It's a special place, and I think that this sign will make it special more. My dad was a big believer in healthy exercise and getting outside and running and jumping and playing. So it's just, it couldn't be a more appropriate way to honor his memory. And the fact that he wants us all to remember to be kind and to accept kids and to help them be healthy and happy.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything more important than that. I'm getting a little choked up just hearing that. So really appreciate that. So just to recap, head to the Project Playground on Saturday, June 18th. It starts at 1 p.m.
Right.
For the dedication and installation of the commemorative plaque to honor the life and memory of Dr. George Brown. Sounds like a fitting tribute and honor for your father, Ben.
And there's going to be some snacks. Amy and the Parks Foundation have arranged for some delicious cupcakes, many of which are gluten-free, I understand.
That's good. That's good.
And then George was a big believer, in the exercise. He did, I don't know how many marathons and stuff over his life. So we're having like a little fun run afterwards.
Excellent. Okay.
Because that's what he would have done. He would have totally been like, let's do a run. Everybody run.
Get physical.
So or a walk. If you don't want to run, you can walk. Exactly. It'll be open to all comers. And then those of us who aren't going to walk or run too much, we'll be happy to sit around and chat with people and just share some memories. So I think it's going to be a very nice afternoon, and it looks like the weather is going to cooperate.
It looks like it's going to be nice and sunny. Well, we wish you and your family the best as you accept this honor on his behalf. Appreciate you both being here today. Gunath Cheesh.